Hello.
Hi, can I speak to Grace Black, please?
Who's calling?
Hi, Grace. My name's Michael. I'm calling from MMA Legal with a law firm helping you with your Scottish redress case.
Oh, hiya. Hi.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Fantastic. Grace, do you have 10 minutes to have a chat with me about your case?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
Excellent. Thank you very much. Just so you know, Grace, all of our calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes.
Okay.
So there's a couple of things. My role is to get to know you, get to know your case, and try and go out and gather the evidence for you on your behalf, whether that's social services, education authorities, and the likes. Mm-hmm. It's also to get to know you and understand how the trauma you suffered as a child has had an effect on you as an adult or into your adult life, if you like.
Yeah.
So whether that be for the likes of, anxiety, PTSD, depression, any sort of alcohol or substance issues. And if you've ever had medical attention for any of those, I'll write to your GP, NHS, drug rehabilitation or alcohol rehabilitation centres, gather that evidence and utilise that as a clear picture of, Grace, not only in care, but also because of care.
Uh-huh.
If that makes sense?
Yep.
My first question, though, Grace, is obviously on your care settings here from 1973.
Yeah,
thank you. You don't remember.
I don't remember what the place was, what it was called.
No. Can you tell me where it was or whereabouts it was so I can actually.
To be honest, I'm not sure, but I think it was near Ayr or somewhere like that. And it was like a big, and it was like a big country mansion type thing. It was like a big, these big mansions you see on the TV,
So what would you say would be the council or the authority that I'd write to for that social services?
I think it would be Glasgow because we lived in Glasgow. We lived in Easterhouse at the time.
Yeah.
And it was obviously them that... arranged it, with my dad for us to go.
Yeah. Okay, let me just change that then. And what I've got you, was you known as Grace Black?
Grace Black, yeah.
Okay, perfect. So I'm just going to ask you some questions, Grace, about the... about you, to be honest with you, and if you've suffered any sort of mental health problems or alcohol or substance issues, and then I'll gather some, GP's details and stuff like that. Let me just check this a second, see if I've done that. No, I didn't do that properly. Give me 2 seconds. Let's go. So I need to add that, and I need to save them changes. Okay, perfect. So I'm going to ask you some tough questions, Grace. I do apologise profusely in advance.
No, that's okay.
I'm obviously glad to speak to you, but I am also, sorry and sad for the reasons why we are talking.
Yeah.
Do you or have you ever suffered with a depression or anxiety, Grace?
Yeah, both.
Okay. And do you seek medical, prescribed?
Yes, I do.
Prescribed. Okay. Have you ever had any issues with alcohol or any substance issues, Grace?
No.
Okay. Okay, and my last real tough question, again, profusely sorry for having to ask you this, but have you ever tried to take your own life, Grace?
I did once, but I never told anybody.
Did you end up in hospital or anything?
I was in Wales at the time. I ended up in the hospital, but I told them it was an accident.
Yeah. You told the hospital it was an accident?
Yeah, I told them that I'd overdosed my medication by accident.
Okay. So that'll be on your medical record as an accident then, won't it?
Yeah, I would have thought so, yeah. I was 17, I think, at the time.
I'm so sorry that you thought that was your option, Grace. So the hospital, it was an accident. Okay. So with your permission, Grace, I'm going to write to your GP. I'm not going to tell them why I'm writing, but I am going to write to them and gather your medical records.
Okay.
So can I take your GP's details, please, Grace?
Yeah, it'd be Dr. Crawford.
Dr. Crawford, can you say it? Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the practice, please?
It's the Antonine Medical Practice.
You may have to spell that one for me, Grace, please.
Yeah, it's A-N...
Yeah.
T-O...
Yeah.
N-I-N-E.
Okay. Antonine Medical.
Antonine, yeah.
And whereabouts is that? Is that in Bonnybridge?
Yeah, it's in the health centre, Ladbroke Road.
Okay. How long have you been with that GP for, Grace?
I've been with them for how long have you been here? 9 years. 9 years now, yeah. 9 years now.
Okay, so that'd be 2017.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So what I'll do, Grace, is I'll write to obviously your GP.
Yeah.
That won't take me too long. The fight that I've got on my hands is Glasgow Social Services.
Yeah.
That can take me anywhere up to 10 months. Right. So I'll write to them. I'll write to the Educational Authority up there as well. When I get that information back from your time in care, Grace, do you want me to share that with you?
Yeah, I'd like to, because a lot of things I don't remember a lot. I remember there, I remember my mum had the accident, and the, I don't know if it was doctors or social worker, whoever said to my dad, this would be best for you can look after Margaret, because my mum was paralysed at the time.
Oh, okay.
And he wasn't allowed to visit at first, and then... You know, when the first couple of visits, you know, my sister had been put on a great face to her dad for fine. And then it was just one day he turned up and he just knew that something was wrong, you know.
Yeah.
And he took me aside and I told him everything. So he just packed my bags and walked out with us. And one of the nuns was at the door and said, you're not taking them. My dad was the most calmest. Anybody will tell you, never raised his voice or anything.
Yeah.
He says, yes. See, you don't move, I don't care, one, that you're a woman or that you're a nun, he says, but I will knock you the floor.
Yeah,
move. I'm taking my kids home. And,
good.
You know, that was it. My dad thought everything was fine, you know, this was to help out, and clearly it wasn't, you know what I mean? And I just think, God, if that's what happened to me in such, not a very long time, what happened to the people that were there.
Yeah, I know. Hopefully we can stop future cases like this by, you know, punishing the Scottish Government with these cases. The only way they know how to hurt them is in the pocket, and obviously that's what we're trying to do. You know, the money's great for clients, but it's not going to fix what happened to them. But
if we can
get the Scottish Government to take notice and stop these from happening again, I think we've all done our jobs then, haven't we?
That's it. If it's helped somebody stop somebody else going through anything, then it's worth it.
Yeah. So what I'll do, Grace, is I'll share the information I get from Glasgow Social Services with you, and we'll go through that together. Like I said, it could be up to 10 months' time.
Okay.
We'll then add your medical records with the evidence of, you know, anxiety and depression.
Yeah.
Because that obviously goes to show, you know, trauma.
Yeah.
Trauma, right? And then we'll go through it all together. We'll make sure that you, you're happy with that. We've got all of the evidence.
Yeah.
Make sure you're happy with your statements. We'll go through all of your statements again together. And then we'll do what's called our final submission to the Scottish Redress Team, Grace.
Okay.
We've already, just to let you know where we're up to, we've already told them that we are claiming. We've got an application number for you. We've been recognised as your solicitor. But we've also told them we are going to be providing with support and evidence, which is obviously why I'm speaking to you today.
Yeah.
The evidence just gives obviously you a better chance of getting the most out of this process, basically. So from there, Grace, we then get what's called a panel day. That's where a panel of individuals will judge our case. It's all done behind closed doors, so there's no need for us to attend. And then from there, hopefully, we'll then get you the recognition that you deserve.
Okay.
And an offer of financial compensation, Grace.
Okay, thank you so much.
Is that okay? Do you understand?
Yeah.
Do you have any questions for me, Grace, on my...
No, nothing. No, can't think of anything.
Okay, perfect. Just obviously due to the sensitive nature of these cases, Grace, and I'm obviously about to embark on probably 8 to 10 months worth of work.
Yeah.
On your behalf, I just need to make sure that you're fully aware of our fees and what other options are out there available to you.
The gentleman said something about...
You would have been through this, but I just need to run you through this for our compliance on this recorded call. And then if you're still happy for me to continue, then obviously I'll gladly do so.
Okay.
So just to let you know, Grace, you don't need a law firm to apply to the Scottish Redress. You can actually do this process yourself.
Okay.
Obviously, but that would entail, if you wish to, is gathering your own evidence and
your
own case. Nobody takes that case. Nobody.
No.
Option two, Grace, is there are other law firms out there that will help you apply to the Scottish Redress and won't charge you any fees. The reason why or how they do this is that they get paid directly from the Scottish Government as part of the Government Legal Fee Scheme, where they get paid £2,000 per client, whether that client wins or loses this case.
Yeah.
Now, as a separate law firm, I can't legally divulge what they would do for you, those law firms, or probably more importantly, Grace, what they wouldn't or don't do for clients. Also, I can tell you, as us as a law firm at MMA Legal, we don't participate in that scheme.
Yeah.
We don't want a handout from the Scottish Government, and we definitely don't want to be owing anything to the Scottish Government. What we do with clients like yourself is enter into a private fee agreement under a no-win, no-fee contract. And what that means is, obviously, you win, we win, you lose, we lose together. And so us as a law firm is to give you, gather as much evidence as we possibly can for you to give you the best chance.
Okay.
Our fees, Grace, are capped at 20% inclusive of VAT. What that means, Grace, is no matter how much work, time and effort goes into your case, you will never pay us more than 16% plus VAT. We're sales about 19.2%, but just ease of conversation at 20. On the flip side, Grace, on a no-fee side, it's a genuine no-win, no-fee. What that means is because you've been through such emotional and mental health problems since and because of, your time and care, we will never put you under any sort of financial stress if we are unsuccessful with this case. Our insurance policy will cover our fees, our end, Grace, so we'll never come knocking or looking for any fees from yourself. Is that okay, Grace?
Yeah, that's perfect,
Do you understand those three options?
Yes, I do,
And you're still happy for me to continue with your case?
Yeah, definitely,
Excellent, thank you. Just to let you know, Grace, you have what's called a 14-day cooling-off period from the date you signed any documentation with us. What that means is up until day 14, if you wish to change your mind and walk away from us as a law firm and our process, you can obviously rip the paperwork up and proceed on your own. If you were unaware of what the 14-day cooling-off period from the date you signed, I can restart that 14 days from now. Or alternatively, Grace, if you're obviously happy with us as a law firm, happy with our fees, you have the right to waive the 14-day cooling-off period and you can get started on your case.
Yeah, I'll just waive it. I'm quite happy to go ahead with yourself.
Perfect. Grace, you have my number now. My name's Michael. if you save my number, please.
I will do.
I'm the person who's going to walk you through to the end. I'll write to you within the next 2 weeks with all my contact details, although you do have my number. And I'll keep in touch with you every 3 to 4 weeks, either by email or phone call, just to let you know how I'm getting on with your case. But
okay, that's great.
It could take me up to 10 months, so just be aware. Just manage your expectations.
Okay, that's fine. Thank you.
No, thank you so much, Grace. Thanks for talking to me today. Thank you for being so brave.
Okay, no problem. Thank you for everything.
Yeah. Thanks, Grace. Any questions for me, just give me a call.
I will do.
I wait for you.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you, Grace. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye now. Bye-bye.